Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, Rambam Hilchos Malachim 6:5. We concluded the shiur after asking a series of kashas. The last kasha was, what's the difference between klisas bris, in order to make a bris with the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, it's enough that they agree not to serve idols. Whereas when it comes to living in Eretz Yisrael, they have to be makabel the sheva mitzvahs and have a chalos geil toshav, which we said. It's not even shaykh b'zman hazeh. We asked how there can be goyim in Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh. In order to make a bris with the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, it's enough they agree not to serve idols. But in order for them to live in Eretz Yisrael, they have to be makabel the sheva mitzvahs and have a chalos geil toshav. Zo ha'sheila. אז נראה, ושוב, דברינו על פי תורת מורנו ורבינו מאור עינינו לשמור לזכות אהבת נפש, הגאון הגדול רב דוד זצ"ל. בהקדם, מה שכותב הרמב״ם, צריך לראות את הלשון של הרמב״ם בפרק י', הלכה א' בהלכות עבודה זרה. כותב הרמב״ם, אין כורתין ברית לעקום, that's the correct גרסה, you're not allowed to make a bris with עובדי עבודה זרה, כדי שנעשה עמהם שלום. ונניח אותם לעבוד עקום, in order that we should make peace with them and allow them to serve idols. שנאמר, אז הוא מביא את הפסוק. אז הרב ירוחם פישל פרלה, שאנחנו ציטטנו אותו מאות פעמים כבר, אחד מגדולי האחרונים, ב-100-200 שנים האחרונות, חשובי האחרונים, בספר שלו על הרס"ג, כן, מי שלומד את המצוות, אז חשוב מאוד, הספר שלו על הרס"ג, שזה בעצם, הרס"ג כתב מאוד מאוד בקיצור, והוא הרחיב, חידש חידושים מופלאים, ואיש עסקים, כבר עברנו על ההיסטוריה שלו, סיפור חייו קצת, אז רבי יוחנן בשופר לה, בלא תעשה י"ג, כותב שמלשון הרמב"ם מבואר, כשדעתו כדעת התוספות ביבמות, שציטטנו את התוספות ביבמות, בדף כ"ג עמוד א' in the previous year, that Tosis holds that the only iser of making a bris with Ovdei Avodah Zarah is a bris l'shem Avodah Zarah. You can't make a bris for the sake of Avodah Zarah, in the name of the Avodah Zarah. Which means, what's the lashon of the Rambam? Kedei shenaseh imhem shalom v'naniach lehem la'avod akum. That we're going to allow them to serve idols. That's the Isser Bris. The Isser Bris is that they can now serve idols. You're not allowed to do that. We'll make a covenant with you. You could do whatever you want. Covenant, like, you know, you can have a covenant. Yes, a convent. So there's a lot of controversy today in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. So people have vandalized a little bit, not been so nice in some ways to, not exactly sure of the details. I'm not a big news follower, but some of the Christian sites, and then Talmid Chachamim have come out saying, no, it's a Chil Hashem, but it's true, it's a Chil Hashem when they vandalize Christian sites, but it's also Chil Hashem that that the people are over there, but it's in Eretz Yisrael, so I'm not Chas V'Shalom, saying that one should vandalize or cause any damage or, you know, do anything against them. Because that's the matzav we're in today, but it's definitely not ideal that they're Ovdei Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Rav Yochanan Fischer Perla holds, that's Pshat in the Rambam. The Yisr is only bris l'shem Avodah Zarah, that we should let them shenaniach v'naniach oisem la'avod akum. We can't allow them to serve the idols. V'chein b'sefer ha-mitzvahs, she'anachnu hizkarnu b'shiur ha-konein b'lo tasei memchet, she'hizhiranu b'chrot brit, עם הכופרים, ושנפתיחם, נפתיחם, על כפירתם. We're forewarned, not to, forewarned is to warn plus to warn, like a forlorn is to learn plus to learn. So we are warned not to make a bris with the kefrim, with the deniers of God, and that we should assure them about their kfira. In other words, we shouldn't make a bris. It's mashma that the etzem habris is that you can continue being kaifrim. It's okay. You can keep denying God, serve your idols, gezintahait. That's the iser. So that's how Harav Perla has it. Aval nir'ah, chay nir'ah, sheino ken. וכך כוסה בספר משנה שחכומים, שהרמב"ם באמת חולק על התוספות. התוספות הזה שאומר שאיסור הברית הוא לעשות ברית עם שימשיכו לעבור את עבודה זרה, זו לא שיטת הרמב"ם, שיטת התוספות, אבל הרמב"ם באמת חולק על התוספות. ולשון הרמב"ם מתפרשת שעצם הברית עם עובדי עבודה זרה, זה כבר ברית לעבודת עבודה זרה. If you make a bris with the עובדי עבודה זרה, that is a bris of עבודה זרה. שכיוון שהם עובדי עבודה זרה, והברית מאפשר להם עבודה זרה, על ידי זה, הבלי כברית לעבודה זרה. Since they're עובדי עבודה זרה, and the bris enables them to serve עבודה זרה, so that's like a bris for עבודה זרה. אף על פי שבפועל הבריס הם כי עם עובדי עבודה זרה. So, before the bris is with idolaters, but it's like if you make a bris with idolaters, it's like you're making a bris with Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Right? Like the Rambam says, when you marry a non-Jewish woman, it's like you're marrying a Bas El Nechor, the daughter of a foreign god. So you're making a bris with the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, that's like a bris with Avodah Zarah. V'hein b'Ramban al HaTorah b'Parashat Mishpatim, ma'anyen HaRambam kotev shnei perushim al lo tichrot lahem וללואיהם ברית. מה שני הפירושים? או שלא יכרות להם ברית להחיות מהם כל נשמה. So on one hand, you can learn פשט in the פסוק, לא סיכרוס להם וללואיהם בריס, that you shouldn't make a bris for them to be מחיה their נשמס, to let them stay alive, וללואיהם to their gods, that you shouldn't make a bris to allow their gods to stay around, להניח עבודה זרה שלהם. So that's one possibility in the Ramban. The second possibility in the Ramban, when it says lo sichros lahem b'lalohem bris, is sheyoymar shelo yichros lahem bris v'lalohem ka'achas. You shouldn't make a bris with them and their gods as one. V'akavana lomar ki be'odam ovdim l'lohem lo yichrot lahem brit. When you're serving their gods, you shouldn't make, when they are serving their gods, you shouldn't make a bris with them. But if they're makabel upon themselves to not to serve avodah zarah, then you can keep them alive. Ayin sham b'divrei Ramban. Zot omerat, ha-perush ha-sheni matim l'ma she'anachnu omrim. That you shouldn't make a bris with them and their gods, meaning you're making a bris with them, it's like making a bris with their gods. When they're serving their gods, don't make a bris. But if they said they're not going to serve their gods, then you're allowed to make a bris. But the etzem making a bris with them when they're serving their gods is like making a bris with their gods, and we don't want to do that. We like the purpose of life is to serve God, the one God. So we don't like these comments. V'nimtza lefi zeh shema she'isur habrit im ovdei avodah zarah u'mishum she'al yedei zeh chal b'brit shem brit la'avodah zarah acharei shehem ovdeha. והברית עמהם הוא ברית לעבוד עבודה זרה. So come to us that the Isser Bris with Ovdei Avodah Zarah is because now there is a Chalois Bris, a Shem Bris, to the Avodah Zarah, since they're serving this Avodah Zarah, so you're making a Bris with them. It's like you're making a Bris with their Avodah Zarah. So the Bris with them is like a Bris L'Avodei Avodah Zarah, Chas V'Shalom. אז כל זה בעניין ברית עם עובדי עבודה זרה. אכן, באיסור ישיבת עובדי עבודה זרה בארץ ישראל, עיקרו מצד הגברה, העובד עבודה זרה, שלא יהיה בארץ ישראל. When we're talking about the issue of yeshivas of the עבודה זרה in Eretz Yisrael, there it's מצד the gavra who's serving idols, that he shouldn't be in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore there it's not talui in a Kabbalah that he shouldn't serve idols. She'ino ala b'yisur kritat brit sha'idei zeh shu oved avodah zarah b'fo'al havalei brit l'elohem b'kol shekibel shelo la'avod lo mechshav oved b'fo'al. ושוב אין זו ברית לעבודה זרה, אבל הנה הגברה להפקיעו מדין עובד, על זה לא סגי לזה קבלה, אלא בי חלות גיר תושב, שהידי זה הרי הוא מופקע משאר אקום, אבל לגיר תושב שאינו בכלל אקום, משאין עבודה זרה נפלא מאוד. פה יש חילוק, שאם הוא עושה ברית עם עובדי עבודה זרה, so that's like making a bris with the avodah zara. So it's enough that they agree not to serve idols, and then you're not making a bris anymore with avodah zara. But when it comes to people living, goyim, living in Eretz Yisrael, there you're making a bris with the gavra. It's not mitzad that you're making a bris with the avodah zara. But you're making a bris with the avodah zara, it's enough they're makabel themselves not to be avodah zara. But here you're making a bris with the gavra, with the person. So in order for the person to be mufka, in order to remove him from the status of being an oivid avoid zara, there it's not enough to make a kabbalah. There you need a chalois ger toishav. And then he's mufka misharakum. He needs a new chalois shem, like we discussed in our shiurim. And when a person has a chalois ger toishav, it's like he's a naya mensch. It's a new chalois in the person, just like being a ger tzedek is a new chalois. Being a ger toishav is a new chalois also. Therefore, when you want to make a bris with the Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael, the Goyim living in Eretz Yisrael, they have to be makabel upon themselves, Geirus Toishav. V'havel Geir Toishav, Shein Ubechlal Akum, Shein Avoid Avoid Zorah, V'sagi, Lissu Yeshiva Soiv Avoid Zorah Be'etzem, Masha Shayach Sheyavoid Avoid Zorah, La'ashvoy Leil Gavra Shayach Avoid Zorah. V'rakin Dil Tershoiv, Geir Toishav Mafkiyoy. In order for a person to have a name of being an Ovid of Zara, just the very fact that he's not makabel upon himself, Geirus Toshav. He's an Ovid of Zara. He's not makabel upon himself, Geirus Toshav. So now the Gavra has a shame, Ovid of Zara. That's on his Tudat Zehut. In Israel, you have a Tudat Zehut. You have to walk around with your Tudat Zehut. And once I wasn't, and they said to me, I think it was Shabbos, and the guy said to me that, I said, I didn't know that was the law. He said, not knowing the law doesn't mean that you don't have to keep it. So I learned that in halacha also, just because you don't know the halacha doesn't mean you don't have to keep it. Al-Koponim, he's a gavra, shaykh levet zorah, as long as he's not makabel himself, geirus toshav. Only being a geir toshav is mafkia him from this status. You can look in the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tzadi Dalid, Tzadi Gimel, he writes that this lav of not making a bris is it's an avoid zoradik in Israel. And he says that it could very well be that this is one of the, when it comes to tshuva, it's a very serious avera because it's in the category of avoid zorah. When making a bris with over the avodah zara. So based on what we said, it's true, because when you make a bris with over the avodah zara, it's like making a bris with avodah zara, and that's mishum l'sad avodah zara. That's an avodah zara dikin iser. The only problem is that a mitzvah tzadi dalid, the Minchas Chinuch writes the same idea. In other words, not only when it comes to making a bris with oiv de avodah zara, but also when it comes to allowing idolaters to dwell in the Holy Land of Israel. So he also says it's mishum l'sad avodah zara. However, based on what we're saying, there it's not an inyan l'avodah zara atzma. Rather, it's a din klape oiv de avodah zara. When it comes to making a bris with the oiv de avodah zara, so then that's like making a bris with the avodah zara, according to our thesis, according to our analysis. But when it comes to making a bris with the Yoshvei Ha'oretz, allowing them to, not make a bris, but allowing them to dwell in the land of Israel, that is not a din klape avodah zarah. That's a din klape oivdei avodah zarah. That's why we say they have to become geirei toshav, to be mafkia them for being oivdei avodah zarah. But maybe that's not a milsad avodah zarah. So we can possibly dink sich mitten in Minchas Chinuch, we can possibly argue. And maybe a nafkamina would be le'inyan yehareg ve'al yavor mitzad avizrayu d'avodah zarah. That there's going to be a nafkamina between the lav of bris and the lav of yeshiva be'eretz Yisrael. So tomeret, that we know that Yehari Valyavur is Aser, three Averis, and also Avizrayu. What would be Avizrayu de Avodah Zorah? So it could be that making a bris with Oiv de Avodah Zorah would be Avizrayu de Avodah Zorah and Memele Yehari Valyavur. Whereas when it comes to making, allowing idolaters to dwell in Eretz Yisrael, that would not be Avizrayu de Avodah Zorah, that would not be Yehari Valyavur, which would make it more kal. Which again, in our day and age, where it's absolutely critical to find a heter for goyim to live in Eretz Yisrael, even those who serve foreign gods, unfortunately, because of the circumstances, right? Imagine the Israel has a law that the only people who can live in Israel are people who are Jews. Who, you know, that would be the only that would be and the Jews, and obviously non. You know, they have to serve. They have to serve Hashem, right? They can't be over the Avodah Zarah. So they, or those who are makabel upon themselves, the Sheva Mitzvahs. So that would make quite a problem in the United Nations, in the entire world community. So the truth is, obviously, in Iran and Iraq and in Syria and in Lebanon and all these places, Egypt, so everybody is Muslim. Or just about in most of the places, Lebanon, maybe there are more Christians in Lebanon. I don't know, you can look up the statistics online, how many of each, but definitely in many places in the Muslim countries, either you're Muslim or you're dead, right? So they can make this as laws and they don't really care about what the international community says. They're living in their own world. But Medina Yisrael, which has to unfortunately find favor in the eyes of the Gentiles, if only to get support and get money. So we're a small little country and we need their billions. So you have to please them. And one way to would really arouse their ire would be to make such laws, not allowing Christians to not allowing Christians to live in Eretz Yisrael or over the Avodah Zarah. So if it's not of Israel with Avodah Zarah, so then it makes it much more kal that we can allow them to stay. And again, we need it not only for international opinion, not only to not to arouse their ire, not only to receive their financial aid, but also for our own needs, right? We need the goyim come here and they work as aides, like I said before, for old people. And also, I had some shiputzim, some renovations done on my rented apartment here, where I'm zochet to live in Eretz Yisrael. But what does it matter? Somewhere in some document in City Hall that says it belongs to somebody else, the ikur is that I'm living in Eretz Yisrael. So there's a mitzvah also to buy property, own property in Eretz Yisrael. So hopefully one day I'll be zochet. It's a little bit expensive. You know, in the olden days, you could buy a dira for $20,000, $30,000. Now for $30,000, you can get a, you know, you can maybe buy some food, but there's certainly nothing anywhere close to anywhere near even a down payment on a dira. So that's the Baruch Hashem. They talk about today, free Palestine, free Palestine, Rabbi Yisai. There is very little that is free in Palestine, right? It's a high cost of living, but it's worth it because, A, there's a high cost of living in a lot of places, in most developed countries. And it's the Eretz Asher Einei Hashem Elokecha B'Mereis Hashanah V'Lachvitz Hashanah. So it's worth it. But so recently I had shiputzim done over here, as I was saying, and I had a Chinese worker. I'm saying they didn't speak English. A little bit of Hebrew. I think one worker spoke a little bit of Hebrew. The other worker didn't even speak that much. But the guy, the Ma'avit, the guy who was the employer, the Jewish fella, he was telling me, yeah, he goes to a certain place in Tel Aviv or Beit Shemesh somewhere, and they have these Chinese, you know, there's a billion of them, right? So they come, the life is much better in Eretz Yisrael than it is in China. So China is a terrible communist regime. So they come to Eretz Yisrael and they work wherever they work as, and we get great cheap labor, right? And also the Chinese are not known for committing a terrorist attack in Eretz Yisrael. So they're definitely serving their Avodah Zarahs, right? Whatever they believe in. And but we need them in order to have these workers. They should be able to build our land, right? If you can get Jews for the same price and the same quality of work, we would. Obviously, there are very few Jews to be had. So they get these Chinese guys. So we need to find some heter. So again, so if it's not Mishum Avizrayu Avodah Zarah, to have a David Azar in Eretz, it makes it more kal. And again, I told you, Mitzvah Shem, well, hopefully, we discussed it in the past. Hopefully, we'll discuss it more in the future. Lamaisa, what the Heterim are to have Ovdei Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. But anyway, it's not Mishum Lesad Avodah Zarah, because there it's just the Gavra is in Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So in order to be Mafkim from that shame, Gavra Ovdei Avodah Zarah, he has to be Makabel upon himself the Sheva Mitzvahs. But it's not making a bris. When you let him stay here, it's not like making a bris with Avodah Zarah itself. Whereas when you make a bris with Ovdei Avodah Zarah, not just letting them stay. Here we're talking about letting them stay. When you make a bris, when you let Ovdei Avodah Zarah stay, so that's not Mishum L'Sad Avodah Zarah. But you make a bris with Ovdei Avodah Zarah, that is like making a bris with the Avodah Zarah itself, which would be more chamer and possibly Avizrayu, the Avodah Zarah. And with this, we can answer the Kasha, the smack from Chiram, and Amir Tashem will tanser Ryan to Gevaldik Inyanim in the next shir. Well, obviously, a lot more to talk about, Rabbi Yisai. This is the Maim Shein himself. These in Yonim, and it's very, very geschmack to learn. It's a schus. They were able to sit in Eretz Yisrael and learn Torah's Eretz Yisrael, Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, Halacha L'maisa, wars in Eretz Yisrael, Brisos, etc., etc., etc. So we should be Zeche Mitz Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mashkin Shalom in Eretz Yisrael, and we should all serve the one true God. And be Zeche to the Gula Shlema B'kar of Mamish. Thank you so much for listening, Bezrat Hashem. ונמשיך זה השיעור השני, וברצות השם דרכנו, והוא ימשיך להאיר את פניו אלינו. נמשיך בעוד שיעורים בסדרה הזאת, ועוד נראה נפלאות גדולות ורבות מתורת השם, בשמחה ובטוב לבב מרוב קור, בעזרת השם שמשפיע עלינו. היום זה ראש חודש אייר, אז ראשו זה זמן של התחדשות, אז הקדוש ברוך הוא ישפיע עלינו שפע של ברכה ופרנסה ובריאות, לנו ולכל בית ישראל, אמן ואמן, שלום שלום, אהובה ידידיי מוריי ורבותיי.